Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast message for Monday, February 9th, 2009. I always begin this message by saying we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, but today I'll be sharing the message by myself as Brooksine is not feeling well and asked me to share in the podcast, although she did help with the editing of the message itself. Well, we prepare these messages each weekday morning, as many of you know that listen regularly. And we're from Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, in the south central part of the state. We have a goal of fulfilling the scripture passage that states, encourage one another daily. So we hope today's message will encourage you. It's titled, Eternal Prophet. We have two scripture texts, one the words of our Lord from Matthew 16, 24 to 26. And then a statement from the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy 6, verse 7. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. Saturday morning I went to a farm auction in our neighborhood where an entire 95-acre farm was being sold all at once. That is, the land, house, and buildings in one single sale. Eli, an Amish friend, had bought the farm about 19 years ago, intending to move his family to this part of the county, but never did. For about 3 years, Eli's son, Jesse, and his wife, Anna Ruth, newly married at the time, made their home on this property, and some of you recall us writing about them in the past. It was in this very home they gave birth to their first three children, so the sale was kind of like saying goodbye to a very good friend. Well, the sale began promptly at noon, and in a very short time, the farm sold for $13,100 per acre. It was an interesting experience, and the farm went to a family that will grow flowers, so that should be interesting and especially pleased Brooksine. Many of the large properties here in Lancaster County sell to developers, and that surely would have changed the landscape of our neighborhood if that would have happened. Eli did very well on the sale, making a substantial earthly profit. Although I suppose he might wonder if he had waited longer, if he might have gotten even more. But it has been a very good earthly investment for him, increasing in value some three times what he paid for it back in 1990. As I drove the family back to their home in Strasburg, I shared with Eli's daughter-in-law, Anna Ruth, that I knew there was a spiritual lesson in this sale. She then recalled today's scripture and the need for a healthy biblical outlook on monetary profit. We shared concerning the vast distinction between earthly profit and eternal profit. Our church has an interesting practice. Each month we encourage the entire congregation to memorize a verse of the month. We begin each service by standing and quoting the verse together. As the month progresses, more and more can recite the verse with confidence. God's word is thus hidden in the hearts of his people. Based on a concept in Psalm 119:11, where it states, Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Many years ago, today's scripture was the memory verse. It's especially impacted me due to a frame print that hung in my office for many years, a calligraphed version by a Canadian by the name of Walter Kimber. The solemn words of our Lord ought to be scrolled deeply into the tablets of our hearts, established deeply in our minds. For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus very pointedly asked two rather simple questions. He doesn't answer them, for the answer is obvious. Indeed, many are seeking to gain the world, and in the process give little or no attention to their soul. Many who are recognized as very successful by this world's standards and degrees of profit ignore their soul to their own eternal damnation. We need to remember that we are but stewards in this life. We are called to manage the property and affairs of another. Our treasure, time and talents, that is, work skills, and indeed our very life are gifts from God. We belong to Him. When it's all over on this side, this much is certain. We bought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. Let's never forget that. Now I'll share the prayer that Brooksine wrote a few moments ago. Join with me, please. Father, your word declares that this world is not our home. We're just passing through on our way to heaven. Help us to keep this perspective daily as we set financial goals and the exchange of earthly goods. We can so easily get financially entangled and emotionally distraught over those transactions that tie our affections to this present world. Fix our hearts and minds upon that which satisfies the soul. May we store our treasures in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, and I know you've only heard my voice, but we nevertheless continue to consider it a joint venture, as Brooks needed help prepare the message. We both apparently picked up a bug, we think perhaps Friday, when we had a nursing home visit, which happens at a local nursing home, and there was a lot of sickness in the nursing home. I'm feeling a bit better today, but still I'm glad I don't have to get out today. Brooksine is still very weak. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Again, this is the message that we have prepared for Monday, February 9th, 2009. We do have several suggested songs, and I suppose our single featured song today would be a great old hymn of the church in a nice online version I found, the great hymn, I Surrender All. And for those of you that are interested, we have a number of pictures from our weekend of the auction as well that you may find interesting on the site. Well, be encouraged today and continue to serve our God faithfully.